choose when we're at an intersection what way we're going to go. I respond like this or like that. And none of us get it all right. I just blew something else yesterday. In our home, it's the things that were happening to us and around us. And then we need to go and ask for forgiveness and whatever else. But we're able to do that in Christ as well. So throughout this series, we're going to look at some things. How have we responded over the last months? How do we want to respond moving forward? So we're going to do some reflecting and evaluating. Celebrating. God's been doing some good stuff. I heard some about Larry this morning. Even in his, I don't know, right? Uncertainty. Should this move forward? Yes, they did, and God showed up in big ways, in specific ways, in all sorts of ways. We're going to need to do some reconciling. Ask that forgiveness. We haven't chosen. We reacted instead of using the response. That's fair. We need to return. What does that mean? Return for what? Uniting, sharing, and relaunching. And most of it is brings us back to looking at ourselves. How do I want to respond? How can I move forward? Especially when I'm facing hard things. So when we face easy things, one, we respond and we start trusting more and more in ourselves and our own resources, and that's detrimental to our lives. And when we face hard things, it reveals our real character as well. So we're going to just introduce this series this morning. I'm going to read some verses from Psalm 119 and 14. So walk with me. Psalm 119. I don't know if I said this last week, but it's a love song written about the Word of God because it brings so much truth and life to the author's life. And so it's about the Word of God. But he also says some things about affliction here. Affliction is facing something hard. Now we can face affliction, hard things, because we've done something that brings about a hard thing in our lives. We do some wrong things. Other times, other people make mistakes, and they bring affliction. They bring some sort of hardship into our life. A lot of things are both in. Right? We've had a role to play, they've had a role to play, and we're left to respond to it. The psalmist writes, "You have dealt with your servant, that's right. O Lord, according to your word, you are always faithful. ministry is the same come from, but it comes from an attempt to worship in times of war to confuse the enemy. It would put up a false flag. It would see a ship far off, guess what kind it was, both by the flag and by what was going on. And they would put up the flag that they thought that ship was so that they could sail straight in close. Now, there was international law, war rules going on at the time. Let's say you need the actual flag of what you're representing before you can fire. So at the last minute, they would reveal their true colors, put up that flag, and then blast away. But hopefully the other guys went, oh, this is a friendly ship. And they just sent me close by. But they would reveal the last minute of their true colors. Affliction. Facing in life, just like he had a lot of ups and downs. A lot went on. And I'll describe it in greater detail in a minute, but he went from a favored son to being in slavery, to being the leader in Potiphar's household, to being in prison. Way higher than this because he couldn't climb out on his own. He's stuck in that pit. He can't climb out. But meanwhile, while they're there, they see a caravan of merchants coming. And they think, well, some of the disparate brothers are dispersed by this time, but at least a few people were that day. And they thought, hey, why would you get to that? Maybe he makes some money. So they pull him out of the pit and sell him to those merchants. Does the right thing and runs away. Doing the right thing should produce the right consequences, right? Not always. More affliction for Joseph. She falsely accuses him. How do you respond to the falsely accused? That's the last three. And that false accusation lands him in prison. Very favorably, you can read more about it in verses 37 and 47. But summary. One of them's very favorable. He says, you will be out of this prison and back in Pharaoh's service shortly. But unto